won't give up on God. He won't give up on you.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able to do all things. Hey, say God is able to do.
God is able to do.
What
He said He will do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill. Promise to you.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Anyone.
Don't give up on you.
He's able.
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 Whatever you are.
He's able.
Gonna do.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
Able.
God is able.
Able.
To do exceedingly.
Able.
Abundantly.
Able.
All that you need.
He's able.
All that you are.
He's able.
All that you want.
He's able.
Oh, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, he's able. Oh,
he's able.
He's able.
Things. Can we please have our seat in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the unfailing God, is able to do all things. The question is this: are you willing to allow God to do that which He needs to do in your life? Who are you? What can God see in you? And say, this son, this daughter of mine, deserve this answer to this issue. I pray that by the time you leave here, your life will never remain the same. I pray by the time you leave here, that things will begin to turn around for good and not for evil for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. This wonderful morning, we are going to look at the topic titled, What Type of Ground or What Type of Soil Are You? Say to your neighbor, what type of ground are you? Or what type of soil are you? What type of ground are you? One more time, say to your neighbor, what type of soil are you? And by the way, before we continue, this is to all our men. April 14th is this Friday. It's Valentine. February 14th. Thank you. I think I'm moving too fast. Please, let's do that which is needful. Can somebody put their hands together for the Lord? Amen. As many of you that fail to appreciate your wife, at least if you do this once in a year, the Almighty God at least will bless you. So daddies, please, don't forget. And the Almighty God will bless you all in Jesus' name. Once again, I welcome you all to the month of February. I pray for you and your family that in this month of February, the Lord will take you to the next level. The Lord will see to it that backwardness will never be your portion. Forwardness ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you and your family that in this month, there will be no weeping. There will be no mourning. There will be no crying. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, as I said before, what type of ground are you? What type of soil are you? We want to examine what the scripture was trying to pass across to us. In Luke chapter 8. And please, I would ask our mommy pastor to please read for us. Brother Femi, wait a minute. From Luke chapter 8, we want to read from verse, Luke chapter 8, we are going to read from verse 4 to 15. Luke chapter 8, we want to read from verse 4 to 15. And please, I want to plead with us that as this reading is going on, please follow this reading. And the Almighty God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Mom, pastor, we are waiting for you. God bless you. Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verse 4. Amen. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that had ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. Then on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Thank you all for following as the word of God was being read this morning. The Lord was giving a parable to as many people that gathered with him. He was given a word, but he said it in a parable. And after they were done, the disciples, they asked him, "Baba God, our Lord Jesus Christ, this parable that you gave, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to us? What does it mean to you?" And then the Lord went further. Brother Femi, please bring up the first one. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Please, I want us to open our Bible. Everyone, please open your Bible with me. Open your Bible. Open your Bible with me. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Are we there? We want to read together. One, two, go. These among the part are the ones who does what? They does what? They hear the word. And what happens? The devil comes and do what? So that they do not do what? That's the first category. Do we have those people in the church today? Do we have such people in the church today? Yes, we do. We have those that they hear the word of God, but the devil runs after them. And what does he do? He makes sure that he does what? He takes the word of God from them. So that they may not do what? They may not believe. Not only will he make sure that they don't believe, he makes sure that they are not saved. I pray that none of us will fall into this category in the mighty name of Jesus. May I tell you, the devil is after you, sir. So the Bible is complete when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And is what? And what will follow? And he said, he that thinketh he does what? He said, take it what? If you think you are standing. Hey. The Bible said, take it lest you fall. These are people. They are like me and you. And some of them are still in the church. Till today, they believe that they know the Lord. But they are far from the Lord. I pray that God of heaven will help me and you. That we will never fall into this category in the mighty name of Jesus. Category 2, my brother, next verse. Let's read together. Those on the rocky ground are the one who receive the word. With what? They are excited about the word of God when they hear it. But what happened? But had no what? Had no what? Go ahead. They believe for what? But in the time of testing, they do what? Hallelujah. I pray that you will not fall into this category. I pray that you will not fall into this category. Have you been to a gathering and the man of God is speaking? And you're, speak on, pastor. Speak on, pastor. Give the word. Go and ask them after the service. What did the pastor say? They can't remember. We have these people in the church. They are excited about the word of God. They hear it and their spirit has moved. Ah! They say, wow, that word came at the right time. And after, they have no roots in the Lord. As they leave the church, that which they have had is gone. That which the Lord has released unto them, that's gone. And they believe for a while. For a while. You have those people in those categories, they believe for a while because things are working for them. The moment they face one challenge, they will say, there is no God. Why will God allow me to pass through this? If indeed there is God, I should not do. But the Bible never promised you and you that we will not go through our time. He only make it clear to me that at the end, he will fight the battle for me and you. I pray for you and myself one more time. That we will never fall into this category in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Next one, my brother. Verse 14. Can we read together again? The seed that fell among thorns stand for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are what? They are choked by what? One, by what? Riches. And by what? And then he ended and said, they do not what? They do not mature. They do not. They believe. They've heard. But in the process of going through life, they get choked. Their boss calls them into office and say, I'm tired of the way you perform here. I've had so much information about you. You will soon be fired. And they wonder why. Why? God, I serve you. How people that all of a sudden they get a contract. And all of a sudden they just blow up. Money don't land. All of a sudden Sunday service doesn't matter. Prayer meeting doesn't matter. Before they wouldn't tell you, only poor people pray. Only poor people pray. We don't pray no more. Pastor, we've passed the level. We leave the prayer for you. Pray it for us, Pastor. The door is knocking faster than you imagine. I pray you will not fall into this category. One more time, I pray for you and your family that you will not fall into this category in the mighty name of Jesus. Next chapter. Let's read this together. Say, but the seed on what? On what? What happened to them? Noble and what? Go ahead. Who does what? Who hears the word? And they do three things. They do what? Which one do you want, sir? Which one do you want to belong to? The last one. May the Lord give us the grace to belong to the last one. May we finish well. May we end well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, let me tell you, the word of God is complete. The word of God that we are reading today is complete. There is no mistake. There is no error. Things are happening. But you need to ask yourself, where do I belong? You need to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? How am I serving you? We have looked at four different categories. And when you search the scripture, you come across men that fell victim of this. The first person that fell victim of this is one of our Lord Jesus Christ disciple. Whose name was what? Judas Iscariot. He was number one victim of this scripture. When you look at Judas Iscariot, you see him as a man who had the foresight, who hears the word of the Lord, but something came to take it away from him. Who came? The devil took the word from him. Until he died, he never repented. I am sure that if he could have had the opportunity to repent, we would have been reading about Judas Iscariot differently today. But because he has sold his heart to reprobate mind, there was no way he could repent. I pray for everyone seated in the name that is above every other name, that none of us will end up like Judas Iscariot in the mighty name of Jesus. Who else? King Saul. King Saul, King Saul himself. The king that thought the Lord was with him. But the Lord has left him far away. When you look at that story, King Saul is like those who had heard the word of God. They heard it with joy. And they heard it, but they had no what? No root. He was so quick to do things that he ought not to do. Yes, he knew what the word of God says. He knew what he was expected of him. But he was far from doing it. He got so bad to the point that King Saul was seeking from witches and wizards to show him what the future is. I pray that you will not get to that point. I pray that no matter what your solution, what your situation is, you will not end up going to your enemy to find an answer to your problem in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you imagine? King Saul that was giving order for witches and wizards to be killed. Towards the end of his life was the one running after them to tell him. All those that you have prayed, Holy Ghost fire, consume, 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 consume. Problem now come, you are now going back to them. Solve my problem. Don't you think there is a problem? The evangelist that you told your father and your father's house, over my dead body will I bow down to them. Situation has come now. And you are saying, Daddy, that evangelist, can you give me his address? I say that will never be your portion. I say that will never be your story. I say that will never be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. What about King Saul? Despite the fact that he was one, they warned him, be careful with these people. He became so rich. He began to do connection. He knew that king there, that princess there. He knew pleasure, riches. he became so well known. The Bible says he was one. These women that you are following, all that you are following, they will turn your heart from God. Did they not do it? Did they not do it? Please lift up your right hand. You want to say, Father, anything that you have given unto me that will make me to turn away from you, help me today so that those things will not take me away from you. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Are you praying? Everything that God has given to you as a blessing, is it your child? Is it your business? Is whatever it is that's supposed to be a thing of joy, that's supposed to be making things to make you to draw closer to God, but you have found yourself that you are moving away from there. You want to ask God to help you. Such thing will not drive you away from the Almighty God. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. What are you going through? What is the situation? What are you facing? I beg of you, in the name that is above every other name, remain with the Lord. Hold on to him. Because at his own time, the Bible says he does what? He makes all things beautiful. It does not matter what your challenge is in life. It does not matter what you are going through. It does not matter what your situation is. There's everything in life. Every situation has a beginning and does what? Has an end. Anything you buy has what? An expiration date. So I don't care what you are going through. The expiration date will come in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter. But ask God to help you. Not just to help you. Brother Femi, please put that last verse up. Not just to help you. But that the seed on good soil stand with a noble and good heart. That the Lord will make you to be those who are noble and have good heart. And that when you hear the word of God as you are hearing it this morning, it will retain in your memory. So that when the wars of life come, you have the word to give back to it. So shall it be for you and your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I tell you this morning, I'm not here going to lie to you that the challenges of life will not come. Oh yes, they are bound to come. They will come. That I'm going to stand here and tell you that you will not have challenge, whether with your wife or your children. Yes, it will come. But when you stand firm with the Lord, it will always make way. And the Lord will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will not have challenge in your place of work is a lie. There are people that you have not done anything to, yet they don't like you. Because they do not understand why the boss must always call you. Every new project, it is you they call. Every day, it is you they call. Every time they want to give bonus, it is you they give it to. What is it that you are doing? They are forgotten that the person you are connected to is not the one they are connected to. And so they will fight you. But I have a good news for you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You will overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. But he needs you to be a what? Noble and a good heart. Someone that hears the word as you are hearing it this morning and put it into practice. It's not just hearing the word alone. It's by making use of it. You know what I tell people? May the Lord help us as parents. Oh. And we are not saying amen. May the Lord help us as parents. Whatever our children are doing, they are learning from us. They are learning from us. You think they don't see you? They see you. They might pretend not to see you. But the day is coming that they will act your way. And you say, who taught you that way? Ah, check yourself. Check yourself. You taught them that way. And they are falling through. That's why I know that the Lord will help us. that the Lord will give us the grace to be good parents. To teach our children the right way. And they will end well in the mighty name of Jesus. So how can I make sure that I continue to produce good fruit? How can I make sure that I continue not just to hear the word of God, but to retain it in my heart? Number one, we must take time to study the word of God. Studying the word of God has become a problem these days, as Ama. We have very tough schedule. If you ask some people, the last time they even saw the Bible was probably when they came in here this morning. And when they told them to open their scripture. Take time out to study the word of God. Because of our time, please, when you get home, read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Tells us to study the word of God. Who needed not to be ashamed? But rightly doing what? Dividing the word? The word of God. Rightly dividing the word? The word of God. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, study the word of God. It's the only way out. It's the only way out. You don't have the word. Hey, you are a target for the enemy. I pray for you and me this morning that no matter what the enemy will try to do, they will fail over me and you in the name of Jesus. Number two, our trust must remain in who? Must remain in who? Must remain in who? I beg you, stop trusting anybody else out of God. I know that at the end of the day, the Lord will send man to answer your prayer. But let your trust be in God. Put that full trust in Him. And you'll see what He will do. When you trust God fully, it will make way for you. When you trust God fully, where you think there's no way, the Lord will open door unto you in the name of Jesus. We have seen, even in this church, at the last minute, God opened doors. Just trust in Him. That song says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. One more time. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. One more time. Trust and obey. Hey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. The next point said, be an obedient servant. And I thank God for that song. Learn to obey the word of God fully. Not half. Because half will not do it for you. Obey the word of God fully. And you will see what the Lord will do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, you must learn to pray and fast. Because the Bible makes us to know. And what that word is coming from is from Matthew chapter 17 verse 21. It said, this word will not go except by what? I don't know what situation. I don't know what you are going through. But the Bible assured me that if I can embark on this prayer and fasting, this thing will go. Please, I beg you. Don't let anything deprive you of enjoying God's blessing. Food will always be there. I always tell people, you are alive, you are not alive, food will always be here. So why don't you do what you need to do to remain alive? Why don't you do what you need to do to enjoy the blessing of God. We're in a period of praying and fasting. How many have you done? Or your logo is God understands. After all, I try. Let's do that which is needful. So at the end of the day, we will enjoy the blessing of the Almighty God. I end by asking you this day, which group do you belong to? You can be here with us saying, I belong to the fourth group. I don't know you. I don't know you. You don't know me. We are here. We are all dancing, rejoicing, excited. But there's someone that sees me and you and knows where you are. You know yourself. Where do you belong to? At the end of this journey of life, the Bible says all men will stand and give account of ourselves. What account do you have to give? The coming of the Lord is nearer than ever. Will you be ready? Shall we please rise up on our feet? I want you to cry unto the Almighty God this morning, that the Almighty God will help you to be that ground or that soil that the word has been released to, and that the word of God will germinate. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. That the Lord will help you. That as you receive the word of God, it will germinate. It will work in your life. You will not just hear it alone. You will live by it. You will walk in it. Are you talking to God this morning? Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, you want to pray for you and your family. That Lord, as I go throughout this week, Father, go with me. That in my home, there will be no weeping. In my home, there will be no crying. That all that we will do for the rest of this week will be celebration. Lift up your voice and begin to talk to the Almighty God. Begin to talk to the Almighty God.
As we go this week, oh Lord, let your presence go with us. Let your peace be our portion. Let your joy be with us. Father, Lord God, we ask, oh Lord, that this week